Blackstone Audio presents American Tempest, How the Boston Tea Party Sparked a Revolution by Harlow Giles Unger. To Bob Pigeon and Lissa Warren. There is nothing so easy as to persuade people that they are badly governed. Thomas Hutchinson, Governor of Massachusetts. Introduction. Bostonians had just stepped out of their homes to go to work when they spotted the notices on fence posts and trees. Friends, brethren, countrymen, that worst of plagues, the detestable tea, is now arrived. The hour of destruction or manly opposition to the machinations of tyranny stare you in the face. It was Monday morning at 9, November 29, 1773, when the first church bell tolled, then a second and another, until every church tower in the city rocked in the fearful crescendo. All but paralyzed with fear by the din, neighbors glanced at each other, then began trotting down the narrow alleys to the waterfront. Shopkeepers who had just opened for business shuttered their doors and joined the flow of people, hundreds at first, then thousands from all directions, swarming into the square in front of Faneuil Hall. All tried forcing their way in, rich, poor, merchants, craftsmen, farmers, shipfitters, seamen, laborers, beggars, thieves, thugs, men and boys, clubs, rifles, pistols, and a variety of missiles in hand, ready to shatter windows of the Capitol or fire at the gods in heaven. They called for the blood of those they hated, British officials, those who supported British rule, those who deprived them of what they perceived as liberty. They called for the overthrow of a government that had fostered their prosperity for generations.